interesting case was brought in front of the Maharshag. The case was as follows. There was a lady, she was not religious, and when she was not religious, she wasn't married, and she got pregnant, and she went and got an abortion, but minnan. After that, she made teshuvah, and she ended up marrying a ben Torah. Now they had a child, they had a baby boy. The husband thought that it was a bechor, and therefore he prepared to make a pidyon, not knowing that she already had a child and aborted it. So the question they brought to the Maharshag is, do you have to tell the husband? Furthermore, there's a question over here of mamon. There's a monetary question, because now by not telling the husband, the lady is causing the husband to spend money that is not necessary to make a whole seudah, the 5 coins to the kohen. So the Maharshag said, regarding the money that you're making him spend for the seudah, it's not a problem, because it's a seudat mitzvah nonetheless, even if it's not a pidyon, because you're inviting people and you're giving them seudah, you're going to say divrei Torah, so from that standpoint you have no problem. The 5 coins, so tell the kohen that after he receives the coin, to tell the father, it's my custom to give back the coins. He'll give back the coins as minhag. The question then is, that what are you going to do with the berachot? Because bottom line, the husband is going to make berachot. So the Maharshag advised that the wife should tell the husband that there's a question that my parents might be Leviim. I'm not sure, there's a question in the family, are they Leviim or not? And we know Leviim, there's no pidyon. Therefore, don't make the berachot with Shemu Malchut. And she's able to lie in this case in order to keep the shalom. Comes Hakam Ovadia in Yabia Omer in Helek Het, in Teshuvah Lamed Bet, and he says a blockbuster chidush. He says, no, in this case over here, you can even let him make the berachot. Why? Because he says this whole inyan of berachot in such a case, berachah lebatala, it's a great machloket amongst the rishonim. Is berachah lebatala isur deoraita, or is it isur derabbanan? Although the Rambam holds it's deoraita, but the Tosafot and the Rosh and many rishonim, as a matter of fact, most rishonim hold that berachah lebatala is only isur derabbanan. So Hakam Avadia says, based on the rule that we learned, Gadol kavod abiriyot, that in order to save a person's dignity in a place of kavod, you're able to transgress isur derabbanan. And therefore, in a case over here, where obviously it's more than gadol kavod abiriyot, it's shalom bayit, and it's a whole issue over here, you don't have to tell him at all. You're able just to make the regular pidyon, let him make the berachot with Shemu Malchut. And that is, of course, we hope this is not a case of halakha l'maaseh, but you see over here again the principle of how much kadol kavod debir, even when the guy's making a berachah l'batala, you don't have to stop him in order to keep his dignity.